Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, and again, not that he's, I mean, he's great. He's extremely talented, but he's third behind Mahomes and Lamar Jackson in terms of accomplishment.
Nobody argues that, right? That's not really a thing. Like right. At some point, you know, 3 years in, it becomes reality, especially when it looks like that reality is not going to change. I mean, during the season, we can say, well, he needs something else, but right now, does it look like there's going to be changes on offense? Not really. I mean, I think
they said McClain flat out said there's going to be more firings.
I think the only change you see on offense, I think, is maybe they say Tim Kelly's going to be OC, but I wouldn't even hold my breath there. And I think you might see a new running back.
And by the way,
I think you see a new running back and maybe a new tight end. That's it. The offensive lineman, the receivers, quarterback are all going to be the same. You might see a new running back, which maybe that can take things up a notch if you get someone in the draft or something like that. That maybe has a little bit more breakaway speed than Carlos Hyde. You can do that, and then you might have a different Darren Fells type there too.
And by the way, we didn't even really mention this so far very much, but Bill O'Brien was there last night. Bill O'Brien, we didn't see him on the red carpet. I don't know if he came in another way or maybe we just missed him. But Bill O'Brien was there last night too. He heard that.
He didn't get much camera time.
He didn't. It was almost like by accident when they were showing the
McNair.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone else was getting a lot more camera time. He didn't get as much camera time, but B.O.B. was definitely there. So he did hear the slight boos that were scattered yesterday at the Houston Sports Award. That's the OG John Lopez. I'm Landry Locker. Figgy Fig with you. Got some Nickelback tickets for you coming up. And I want to open up the lines for ladies only.
What?
We got a lot of loophole ladies. 713-572-4610. There is one frequent complaint that women have about their significant other that I think is probably the most irrational complaint of all time, and I want to put an end to it. Plus, I tried to get somebody to co-sign my ranch on steak. Right now, I'm 0-3. You'll hear from some other athletes around the Houston area and whether or not they co-signed my taste buds. That's next.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out.
All right, Nickelback tickets at 12:54. Keep it locked. We're gonna get you to go the chance to go see Nickelback at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion September 4th. So be listening right here, and we're gonna get you to see a chance to see Nickelback, courtesy of our friends. We're Live Nation.
John,
I got to talk to you about something.
All right.
Because this is a full-service sports show, and let's be honest, the Texans are out of things. The Astros were waiting for them to do their thing. Rockets looking to snap a four-game losing streak today against the Denver Nuggets. So there's a lot of depressing stuff going on around these parts. So sometimes, because we do have the best listeners in the loophole, shout out to the loopholes, we tend to talk about stuff that goes on in our everyday life.
Correct.
And I've got to tell you, yesterday I'm going to get a drink at the bar, and I'm talking to someone. I won't even put her out there because I don't want her guy to get mad or anything like that. But I'm talking to her about her biggest complaint with her guy. She lives with her guy, and she voices the complaint that a lot of women have that I think is the most ridiculous complaint that you can have about your significant other. I think it's irrational. I think it's silly. I think it's petty. But it is not a unique opinion that some women possess. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. The complaint over leaving the toilet seat up or down that women have. Why is this a thing? Why is this so hard? They talk about falling in the toilet seat. All you've got to do is flick it down, it goes down, and you use the restroom. Why do women complain about this? Why is this something that starts fights in households all around the country? Let me break some news for you, okay? It's not like guys stand up every time they use the restroom, okay? When I lift the toilet seat up, If I go number one, I finish and I flush it. And if I leave that toilet seat up, if 2 hours later I need to go number two, I don't just sit down in the toilet and fall in. I put it down and then I go number two. I do not get why this is such a difficult thing for ladies to understand. Why is this a complaint, John? Seriously, we all deal with it. We all have to sit on the toilet at one point or another. Why do women care if you leave the toilet seat up or down? It's as easy as a flick. Literally, John, I'm going like this. Flick.
Yeah.
Flick. Flick. Problem solved. Why is this a complaint? This is what's dividing couples. This is the start of fights with couples. The toilet seat argument is not a hard thing to deal with. Guys deal with it all the time because you'd rather have to stand or sit. Women, you drive me crazy. Help me. Help me. Tell me I'm being wrong, John. Tell me I'm wrong.
I got their back.
Why?
I got their back. Dude, first of all, we're not real accurate all the time. You know? We're just not.
True.
Which is why you lift the seat.
Lifting the seat up is fine.
Right.
I support that.
Okay.
But if you forget to put it down, it's not that big a deal, right?
Falling into a toilet with your butt cheeks is gross.
But no guy does that.
A lot of men go to the bathroom at night without turning on a light. And it's just gross.
I think their biggest complaint. John, I'm sure you've gone in the restroom at night and had to use the restroom and had to do something that leads to you sitting down.
Well, sure. But normally, no, that's for another part of the day. But I'm not going to.
Is it the precedent? Because it can be the actual problem. Is it the precedent?
I think it's just something to complain about.
Thank you.
Women,
really?
Yeah, because look, women. Like, people complain at me because I put everything down. I put the toilet seat down and
yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, women get mad at me for putting everything down.
Really? I think it looks better.
That's why I do it.
Yeah,
but they complain to me because now they got to lift it up to use the bathroom.
What's hard about that?
No. Your point on it's not that difficult is, I mean, come on. Everybody knows that. But I got their back. I think it's gross.
Oh, my gosh. You're just playing devil's advocate.
No, I'm not.
I think they just want to complain.
I'm not pandering to our women listeners. Oh, okay. I'm not because Lord knows I've complained and shared my opinion on other things that bother me about women or whatever. But on this one, I got their back.
713-572-4610. Let's go to Diane. Diane, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hi there, guys. We don't just like to complain. We love you guys so much. But you are probably used to going in the bathroom in the middle of the night and not having to sit down. You probably go in there to tinkle. When we go to tinkle, we have to sit down, and we're not always thinking. We're not always 100% awake, and we fall in. And secondly, you guys aren't the best shots. We don't want to touch that toilet seat.
That's exactly what I said.
I mean, it's just... So I don't think we're being mean. Like I said, we love you dearly, but it's such a simple thing to us for you to be considered. I think it's all consideration more than anything.
Okay, Diane.
And that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Diane.
Diane seems very nice.
Shout out to Diane. She seems nice. She seems understanding.
Right.
She seems very understanding. Mm-hmm. She seems like if you ever, disappointed her, you would feel bad.
Yeah.
You would feel very
bad.
Yeah,
you'd feel bad for disappointing
her. You'd feel very,
her.
Very bad. Let's go. Let's let the dudes through. Let's go to the Coca-Cola slanger. Coca-Cola slanger. Hit us with what you got.
Hey. All right, look, I got four daughters, and they've complained about me not, letting them sit down. I said, okay, all right, man. I said, I'll please y'all, and I'll do my number one, and when y'all sit down on a wet seat, then, okay, we'll go from there. And I was like, okay, you can start leaving the back up. We'll let it back down. I was like, yeah, all right, man.
But that's bad,
Coca-Cola slang. I'll tell you what, man. You got four daughters? That might be karma. You must have done more slanging than we know about, man. That might be some karma right there, my man.
Hey, I heard you say that one time, and I was like, damn, Landry must be right, because I was slanging.
I was slanging it.
All right, man, appreciate you. 713-572-4610. Our guy Eddie, he wants to counter Diane's
photo
point. Eddie, go ahead.
This is not.
Yeah, hey Landry, that's the best take, brother, you've ever had. And here's the deal with women: we've all seen it. Women don't go to the bathroom when they sort of got to go pee. They go like their pants are on fire.
Oh, yeah.
They go running. They never wait till, oh, I guess I got to pee like a guy does. Women go, and they don't have time to put up a seat or look or anything like that. It's their own fault because they wait too long.
That's a good point.
Well,
that is a good point.
How do women hold it the way they do? Like, I don't know how they can do that. Like if you're on a road trip or, you know, if you're out, whatever, fishing, you know, guys just go off the side of the boat. Women are like, I'm fine. I'll hold it. And you're like, how do you do that?
It just seems like an easy solution. Like every time you go to the restroom, while you're sitting down, boom, seat down, boom, you know, everything's ended. This is Photo Eddie, though. Photo Eddie, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
I'm with you, Landry, on this one. John, I'm sorry. And remember, I'm a man that got 8 sisters, okay?
Ooh, wow.
I gotta
your
go
dad,
the
your dad must have done some damage back in the day. That's even more karma.
Yeah, he did. But, hey, why do I have to touch the toilet seat every single time I go in the restroom, but she can just stroll in there anytime she wants and she don't got
to
do anything?
Well, why would she have to lift it then? If the opposite argument is if you leave it up, why would she have to put it down, I mean, every time?
Okay. So the toilet seat comes, the lid comes down, and then the seat and the lid come down. So if she goes in the room at the middle of the night, she has to check to see if the lid is down anyways, because she can't just turn and sit on a flat seat, and it's going to make a bigger mess than anything.
Nah, but most people leave that up. Nah, come on now, Eddie.
713-572-4610. Let's go to Haiku Julio. Julio, you're on In the Loop. Do women, John, is the complaint about the toilet seat way too much from women and an easy fix?
Yes, John, you're killing us. Listen, if it's considerate for men to put it up, it would be considerate for women to put it down for us, or vice versa. Come on, man.
Well, I understand that, but so you kind of like what I told Eddie. You're saying I
don't. Mic drop on your ass.
No. Come on. You're saying I don't have to do anything because they will.
That's what he's saying.
Well, yes. Why?
Because it's easy.
Why?
It's not like you're asking them to, like.
Well, isn't it easy for you to put it back down?
Now, dude, like dishes and all that type of stuff, I get it. Like if you're just leaving dishes out, yeah, that's a process. Like that's making them have to do that. It's just a little flick down.
There's also the washing hands factor. Because once you do your business as a guy and you put the seat back down, you immediately go wash your hands. A woman would have to lift the seat, touch the urine put the seat down, as the urine gets all over her hands, and then do her business.
By the way, side rant, you just talking about washing hands?
Mm-hmm.
Quit giving me hand soap, people, for Christmas. I could open my own hand soap shop, okay? If you want to give me some bath salts or like some bubble bath or like some gel or something, that's cool. Quit giving me hand soap. Just a little side rant. Amy, you're on In the Loop. How you doing?
Good. John just took my take, though. This is not Sweet Diane. This is Mean Amy.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Mean Amy.
So you have to put the seat back on, just like he just said. You don't want to get your hands all dirty when we're still doing our business.
Exactly.
So it's about being sanitary, according
to
me. Yeah,
I think
it's
more
sound mean to me.
It's more sanitary for a guy to do his business, drop the seat, and go wash your hands, as opposed to a woman, as she has to go to the bathroom, dropping the seat, getting urine all over her hands, and then taking care of business.
Matt, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I like ranch and my steak.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You are the salt of the earth.
I'm sorry for that.
Second of all, I can't be the only guy in the middle of the night that wanders into the bathroom with the lights off and sits down to take a pee.
No, a lot of guys do that.
Then why can't we leave the seat down, at least at night?
Well, I think most guys like to stand up.
That's a good point, Matt.
For me, it works better that way.
Something nobody's talking about.
I don't like the buckle.
Money Mike. If you have, by the way, Money Mike, if you have wisdom on this, then I am going to have to almost retire your jersey.
Next level.
In the,
he's in the rafters.
Seats. Go ahead, Money Mike.
What'd he do? You're not going to believe it, man, but I got a little wisdom for this. So let me, I was going to talk about some other stuff, but y'all kind of got me on a subject here. But let me leave you with this real quick.
Oh, no. He's got this?
Yeah. If you lift it, put it down. If it runs out, replace it. If you miss, clean it up. If you're finished, flush it. If it smells, spray it. Good afternoon.
Good.
Atta, baby.
Retire that man's jersey. Retire that man's jersey. 713-572-4610. Christmas Melvin, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
dude, for many years, I was with you, Landry, on the whole, what's the point? Until I read a study, and I don't remember where it is, but I'm going to find it, I'm going to tweet it to you. But do you know that when you keep the seat up like that, germs actually spread up to your toothbrushes? So you're brushing your teeth.
Come on. Now you're just grossing me out.
No, but dude, it's true. That's what I'm saying. That's why just leave it down, because you don't want all that bacteria that gets flushed, or even after flushing, hit your toothbrushes and everything else around your restroom.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go.
Sometimes.
There you go, Landry.
By the way, Melvin, if you're going to the Rumble, me and Figgy will be there.
Landry is brushing with urine.
Oh, my.
Sometimes it makes sense, because when
sometimes
it's up,
you just don't want to know
it's a bigger
things.
Bowl and there's more spray on there.
But it's kind of like that in the bathroom, period, though. If you got like a sink in the same area as the toilet,
right?
It's kind of like that regardless, unless you got your toothbrush.
So don't make
covered.
It worse.
Sometimes you just don't want to know this stuff. Jason, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Love the show. I have a good rule of thumb that nobody's considered yet.
Okay.
If your wife's. Yep. Yeah, if your wife's derriere is small enough that it'll fit into the toilet, you're living life pretty good, so cater to your woman. If you're like me and there is no way your wife's rear end is going through that toilet, you do what you want to do, and I'm out.
Holy.
That's an old school guy. Some old school guys like flat butts.
Yeah.
Some old
no,
school
his
guys
thing,
like
his wife is pretty big.
Yeah, he likes the booty.
Yeah, he likes the booty.
But he said if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Now, that's a guy who slept on the couch. I promise you that. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
You're on.
Arthur B.
Hello. Arthur
you're
B.
On.
What up, man?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, I got something real fast and stuff, man. I had a situation with a lady and stuff, and we went through that issue, and I was being petty, but I'm gonna tell you what I did. She came, she got in my face real bad one morning about the feet down. So would it be the same way when you at my house if I flip it around? She said yes. So I invited her to my house. And when she came over, I ain't going to lie, I gave her drink after drink after drink. I was ready for her to use the restroom. I had it already set up. I gave her every drink I could. And then she finally went to the restroom. When I came back out and stuff, I said, hey, you mind putting the thing back the other way? I said, this is how I have it in my house. She said, are you serious? I say, dead serious. As a heart attack, and she went on and did it. But let's best believe I didn't get nothing that night, but I proved a point.
Yeah, but that's a sacrifice. Again, that's fighting the good fight right there.
You did prove a point, but again, you're making her do something that you don't want to do.
Well, sometimes you gotta mm-hmm. you gotta put your flag in the sand, John Lopez.
So to speak.
Appreciate all the loopholes. 713-572-4610. Stanford Route about to be in the building. Shout out to Loophole Matt, who put ranch on his steak.
Poor Loophole Matt.
What did I say?
I said poor Loophole.
Oh, poor Matt. Loophole Matt. Oh, I thought I didn't say Loophole. Of course mm-hmm. I said Loophole. Shout out to Matt. Speaking of ranch on steak, we were on the red carpet at the Houston Sports Awards yesterday. I asked four athletes, if they did such a thing. Here is the results of that study. We will start with Bun B, the H-Town legend of UGK. Bun B, do you put ranch on steak?
Is it okay to put ranch on steak?
No, it is not. I mean, maybe in another state, but not in Texas.
All right, yeah, I'm not getting any co-signing on this.
No, you might as well be talking about ketchup on steak, man.
See?
We're not doing that.
That's exactly what other people have been saying. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so Bun B says no.
Strike one.
What about Barkevious Mingo? Barkevious Mingo, what are your thoughts on this?
Is it okay to put ranch dressing on steak?
No.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Me. They give me a hard time about it, man.
Why?
It adds to it, man. Why do you put ketchup on French fries?
Because it goes with French fries. I've never heard anybody putting ranch on a steak.
Just
I
give
would
it,
put steak sauce on a steak.
Just give it a try.
If it's cooked right, you don't need it.
You're in a different tax bracket than me, though. You're going to these fancy ass steakhouses. I'm going to other stuff, man.
I mean, but a steak's a steak, you know. You really get a good piece of meat, you can't mess it up. and you can't put ranch on it.
But you can make it better.
That's for rabbit food.
But you can make it better.
That doesn't make it better, though. That makes it worse.
Appreciate you, man. Hopefully Brennan gets to you sooner or later. My gosh.
I'm going to say, you're probably one of those kids that put, like, ketchup and mayo and...
Oh, yeah. Just mix it all up. Make it orange. Call it orange sauce.
Exactly. Very right. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man.
All right, so Mingo not down. Not only is he not down, I think he wanted. I think I should have let him chat a little longer. I think Mingo wanted.
He was all about it.
He was kicking it.
Yeah,
yeah. He invited me to the after party. I told him I had to work.
Lying your ass off.
Mark Henry, former WWE superstar Mark Henry. He was in town yesterday. He's a big ass dude. Yeah, he was once the strongest man in the entire world.
He is big.
He's big.
Yeah.
He is definitely big. Yeah. Mark Henry. Will a big guy like Mark Henry finally be the first guy to co-sign ranch on steak, courtesy of Landlock?
You've eaten steak before. I don't want to judge you, but I'm assuming you've eaten steak before, right?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about somebody who puts ranch on their steak?
Ranch powder or ranch dressing?
Ranch dressing on their steak. How do you feel about that? You order the steak.
I may have to judge you. It's like ketchup. I know Vince McMahon eats ketchup with his steak. I don't understand that.
So does Pat Mahomes.
I heard. I can't wait to meet him so I can tell him to stop it.
I do the ranch, so don't body slam me or anything like that.
I'm not going to hit. I don't hit nobody for free. You safe.
All right, Mark. Appreciate it.
Strongest man in the world just told you he wants to slap you around a little bit.
You didn't see me flex on him, though.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
You didn't see me.
In fact, no one did.
As soon as I stopped rolling tape, I smacked him on the back of the head, yeah. And I said, don't ever disrespect me on my own show like that, buddy. There'll be some consequences and repercussions.
I'm going to mark this.
Yeah.
Brennan Scarlett. Dump that, Figgy. Brennan Scarlett of the Houston Texans. This is the final guy I asked. Will I finally get someone to co-sign me beside Loophole Matt?
Is it okay to put ranch on steak?
No, that's not okay.
You're breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart. Any steak. It makes it better. It's like French fries. Yeah. You never say don't put ketchup on good French fries. You're breaking my heart here.
So you're going to Steak 48, getting that bone-in ribeye, and asking for ranch.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Right, so.
You've had better days on your ranch on steak takes.
No cosign.
Nope.
No cosign.
Was Jerry Jones?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Why were you cooing and purring and just brown-nosing Jerry Jones?
I love Jerry Jones, man. Yeah. But
that's exactly what he sounded like.
We were in the restroom, and Jerry Jones happened to be...
And you're like...
Oh, Jerry Jones happened to...
where's Jerry?
No, he was on the sink against the wall where the paper towels were, mm-hmm. And I was right by him, so I was washing my hands. I would have started talking to him about one of my mentors that he knows very well, but I had to reach across him to wash my hands, and I just said, excuse me, Mr. Jones.
I thought you said thank you at some point.
I said, Mr. Jones.
We've had this discussion, but you were
demands respect.
You were smitten. And then when Jerry, did you pick up
everybody
on this?
Everybody was smitten once Jerry spoke Figgy was smitten with Jerry Jones when he spoke yesterday. Don't turn this on me.
Hold on.
I can take the ranch. I can take the toilet seat abuse, but I'm not going to take this abuse.
Just tell
from
me
the
if
OG.
I'm wrong when I tell you what I'm about
you're
to say.
You're wrong about
Figgy,
what you're about to say.
You tell me if I'm wrong when I tell you what I'm about to say.
Integrity, Figgy.
I love Jerry Jones' speech.
Some integrity.
He was fantastic. No, I didn't cuddle up with him in the bathroom like Landry did, but he had a great speech about Bob McNair. In the entire room of, 3,000 people, whatever it was, who was the first person in the room that rocketed to his feet for a standing ovation?
Oh, that was me.
And told us to stand up.
I told us
to show respect.
He told me, Lopez, stand up. I said, no.
You're right.
Not for Jerry Jones.
What happened?
Landry gave him that hard clap, too.
He rocketed to his feet.
That hard slow clap.
Yeah, Jerry.
Nah, you're telling the truth. Well, I mean, the guy got in a private jet from the Senior Bowl, and he came here to honor Mr. McNair,
mm-hmm.
did his thing.
Yeah.
And
he did a great speech.
He ain't getting nobody else that type of clap, though.
No. And nor were you the first to jump to your feet in front of 3,000 people and be the first one to.
Nobody else earned it. Quite honestly. 713-572-4610. Appreciate all the loopholes for chiming in. You can keep them coming in at 713-572-4610 at Landry Locker, at Lopez on Sports, at the Figgy Fig, at Sports Radio 610. If you got something to say there, it is a Wednesday, which means it is a well-spoken Wednesday. And guess what? Stanford Brout's going to be here. Well, what's he going to talk about? Probably football. What kind of football? Well, the Super Bowl's coming up. Stanford Brout interviews himself next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.